this thing. That's the horn. It just sounded. The shofar. Welcome to the show. Hello, everyone. My name is Jacob Israel. I'm glad that you're here. I'm your host for the interesting things that are happening. Ryan Garcia, he's like a famous YouTuber. He's a famous social media influencer. Oh, good grief, Ryan Garcia. He's got the world all up on edge. Because supposedly he's got the inside information. He knows the Lord Jesus Christ and Jesus speaks to him. I'm working on a show right now, by the way. If you're new to the channel, I would love for you to hit the like button and subscribe. You would like it here. I'm just a speculator. Just an old man. Going to be 53 years old on June 11th. June 11th is going to be a big day. I'm doing a live show tomorrow. This show right here is almost like a preamble or a tease of what is coming. A tease, if you will. Ryan Garcia, he made some bold predictions about June 6th, 2024. He said that there was going to be a huge earthquake. He goes, oh, it's going to be a terrible thing. You know, he said a lot of crazy things. And this is something that I said to all of you. I said, you know what? You got to judge a tree by its fruit. Said it. Day before Ryan Garcia said that there was going to be a terrible earthquake, I did a show. It's called D-Day. That's right, D-Day. And I was talking about June 6th, 2024. 666. A lot of people stressed out about it. There was a lot of 7-Eleven connections, which if you haven't seen my last live show, you should check it out. It's right there. Check it out. Go watch it, because it's going to prepare you for the next show, which I'm not even prepared for. I've been loading the show since this morning early, and I'm still blown away by it, but I knew that I needed to, you know, just give you something for Sunday night. Sunday, right? Sunday night, a little tease to get you excited about what's coming. It's a lot coming. It's going to be very interesting. But Ryan Garcia, he said there's going to be a terrible earthquake. He said a lot of things. He actually, even in a roundabout way, kind of sort of exposed James O'Keefe, you know, from O'Keefe Media Group, OMG. I did a show about this a while ago. I did a show about who do you trust. I did a show about this, and I said if they be corrupt, things were going to be revealed. Take a look. You know, there's a boxer. His name's Ryan Garcia, and he went on tangents about a lot of stuff, says he has a lot of information. This information, of course, is spooky and has to do with clubs that, well, James O'Keefe visited. That's right. We have information about James O'Keefe again.
I went to this bohemian club, and it's upset people. So I just wanted to hear from you and kind of take your temperature and see how you're feeling, see how you're doing, like what's going through your mind.
James, how did you even get invited there? And like, it's the most powerful secret society in the world.
Once again, these are people that I talk about that I know a lot of people put their trust in. And, well, it just continues to be revealed that maybe these people just aren't really the best. So Ryan, he goes and he tells everybody that there's going to be a terrible earthquake in Las Vegas and in California, and that was going to... Well, obviously, nothing really happened, okay? But except for the fact that Ryan Garcia got arrested. Yeah, he got arrested. Hashtag if they be corrupt. He got arrested. Can you believe that? Boxing star Ryan Garcia arrested on felony vandalism charges in Beverly Hills. Isn't that something? Lord Jesus is speaking to him. And he's acting out all crazy and destroying property. $15,000 worth of damages. This goes down. This is the thing. And then the news that comes out, and this is the most recent news, boxing star Ryan Garcia arrested in California on Saturday. That's June 7th. That would be the day after June 6th. That would be the day after June 6th, where he said he knew, because the Lord Jesus Christ told him, there was going to be a terrible earthquake. I told you ahead of time that this was a psyop. I even did a short about it. Garcia was arrested on felony vandalism charges. Beverly Hills Hotel accused him of causing about $15,000 worth of damage. Garcia's lawyer, Darren Chavez, told ESPN that Garcia could face a public intoxication charge as well. I wonder, right? I wonder, could that have something to do with it? He's a young guy. You know, he's probably under a lot of pressure. Boxer was taken to the hospital after complaining of an issue after the arrest. So he gets arrested and he's like, I'm freaking out, man. Take me to the hospital. He had an event. Took him to the hospital. That's a mental health crisis. That's what everybody says. This is a quote. Ryan has been open about his struggles with mental health over the years. And at this time, he's dealing with an immense amount of emotional burden. Now, I don't want you to think that this show is about, like, you know, Ryan Garcia and, because he's a multimillionaire. I don't even know if he really is. But I know that he's super famous and I know that he, like, you know, rubs elbows with all of the, all of the elites. And he's probably in the secret organizations and he talks about the Bohemian Grove and, you know, he saw some terrible things happening. People believed it. People believed it. So I tell people, I say, you know what? Maybe this guy's not the best guy to judge. You know, you look at his fruit. Should you listen to him? No, probably not. I tell everybody, I said, you could judge a tree by its fruit. I did this before I did in my video called D-Day, where you see Ryan Garcia in the actual thumbnail. Take a look. I'm so excited. I don't know why this year I'm more excited about my birthday than before. Dan, every day I wake up, I'm like, what day is it? And I'm like, 5 days, 6 days, 7 days. I'm like counting the days to my birthday. I don't know why. Ryan Garcia, though, he was counting the days to 6-6. That's tomorrow, people. Ryan Garcia, he's a celebrity boxer. He has done and said some horrible things, supposedly. He has strung some stories together. I think, you know, in all my honest opinion that I can give to you, and once again, I don't have any inside scoop. I don't have any, you know, like legit predictions where I know things. I just kind of like look at the world and I say, I have a feeling. This guy says on June 6th, 2024, he said, that's it. There's going to be a huge earthquake. He predicted it. Shadow of Ezra, you follow him on X. I think he follows me. I think he's a fan of the channel. He put it out that he had predicted this massive earthquake that was going to happen tomorrow in Los Angeles and in Las Vegas. I spoke about Ryan Garcia just a little while ago, you know, because of course, when he was talking about all that, I thought it was strange. I put it in my video with all the other sus people, Russell Brand, Joe Rogan. I did like this whole show about things that just a little questionable. Like, who do we trust? That's the whole vibe. Who do you trust? You trust me? Don't trust just me. Go pray about things. Judge a tree by its fruit. Just a tree by its fruit. If somebody's like a corrupt person doing mean things, you probably shouldn't judge their opinion. You know, if they're making up lies and they're saying all sorts of horrible things and they're doing dumb things like this guy, you know, it's a good call. Maybe if he has any info, maybe it's not in our best interest. But if he's sharing that info, it's probably cap. You know what cap is? That's what the young people call lying. Cap. Is that still a thing, cap? What do you gotta tell me? Casey, is that still a thing? Buzz? Spitfire? Is cap still a thing? I don't know. I think this is cap. A little while ago, he in that video, I reminded everybody how excited he was when he saw Trump and he shadow boxed. He was making all sorts of noises. And he shadow boxed for Trump. Do you know what a shadow box illusion is? It's interesting. Now, maybe I'm digging too deep into this, but by the end of the show, I'm making a strong case for the susness of this all. A shadow box is an illusion that was originally attributed to Fu Manchu, which involves a frame box covered in cloth and paper. The box is turned around
on its base and is open to reveal it's completely empty. Handheld lights are shown through the fabric to show that nothing's hidden. The box is closed and the light is placed inside. It's a flip-flopperoo. You think you're seeing something, but it's empty. It's not real. It's not there. It disappears. Shadow box in there. All right, so you just take a listen.
I understand that, you know, Jesus is coming back, and I have predicted that there will be earthquake June 6th.
They're making, like, light of it. They're making jokes of it. He's like, oh, yeah, it's going to happen. How would he know? First thing he starts off is like, oh, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is all these people with, like, the Lord Jesus Christ told me. But you got to judge a tree by its fruit. You know, if you know Christ, you're going to probably live a life that is Christ-like. Jesus said that if you say you know me, but you don't do as I do, you don't know me. You don't know me. It's impossible to know Christ unless you're doing the works of Christ. If there is like, if there's a trail of un-Christ-like behavior, you don't know the Lord. I don't consider myself to be that great guy. You know, I'm a very simple man. You know, I wake up in the morning very early with the Dan and the Ethan. We have breakfast and everything else. I walk her to her car, you know, and I start work, start on X. Follow me on X. It's Jacob Israel 71. I'm having a problem talking today. At X, X.com, the old Twitter. Follow me there. I start off by my posting. Then I go to the gym. What do? Well, I pray. Like this morning, I prayed. I'm like, what am I missing? Because I was already doing this June 6th show. This was a big deal. You got Ryan Garcia talking about this. And we talk about how, you know, he says, oh, Jesus told him, so there's going to be an earthquake, right? Whole point of my video was to get you to realize you probably shouldn't put your faith in these people. And if they be corrupt, that was a hashtag that I put out for a long time. If they be corrupt, God's going to show you. He gets arrested. So maybe you shouldn't listen to him if he's telling you a terrible earthquake is going to happen and it doesn't happen. There are some things that are going to happen, people. And it's happening it's happening shortly. It's going to be very interesting to see how everything kind of just gets revealed. But, you know, he addressed all of his fans on X. He said, so after he goes through all of this, he says there's going to be a terrible earthquake. There were like videos that were done. Oh, Ryan Garcia, he knows. Get ready. And he ends up trashing a hotel room and he's gets popped. And he has a mental health, you know, crisis. And he comes to X and he says, this sucks, but I love Jesus. And I'll be okay. That's okay. Listen, I hope he loves Jesus. I hope, Ryan Garcia, I hope you start watching my channel. I hope that all of you that are watching my channel hit the like button. You know, leave a comment. Give a little share. I'm a little beside myself because today it's been one of those days we've had like a great day here at the house and I've been working and there's a lot going on and we're kind of celebrating because, you know, my birthday's coming. It's going to be a big deal. It's going to be a big deal. It's going to be a big deal. I hope that you are subscribed. You've hit the, you know, notification bell because I'm going to do a show either today or on my birthday. I don't know when. And it's going to, it's going to be huge. It's going to be huge. I want to give you like a little spoiler, but I'm not going to give you a spoiler. If you're following me on Patreon and you're a member of Patreon, you already know about the 7-Eleven connection. You already know because I shared it with you, you know, this morning. It's exciting. All right, listen, go to the description of the video, hit like, hit share, leave a comment, tell your friends. Become a member of Patreon, and you'll be on the inside scoop of things before I reveal it here, and that'll be a wonderful thing because then it'll help me as well. So we're in for a shift, people. We're in for a shift. Even the U.S. debt clock is saying so. Take a look, right? Look at that. That's huge. But you're gonna learn about it tomorrow on my live show or the day after. I don't know. I'm only one man. Only one man. All right, I love each and every one of you. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
September 10th. Mars hangs closer to the Earth than it has in 6,000 years. like the light that led men from the east to a child in a manger, it could well be a sign of good things to come. Thomas James shall be his name. The world will change because of him. In the small town of Bethel, in a time not unlike our own, a child with a great purpose is born. Years later, alienated by his peers and abused, Thomas suffers a devastating loss. When it appears he has nothing left to live for in the world, this is when his true calling begins. While trying to escape the sinister powers that be, a terrifying vision haunts him. Miraculous events seem to follow the peculiar young man as he struggles to come to terms with what he was born to do. The stage is set. The time is at hand. The truth will rise and a revolution will begin. The startling revelation of who Thomas James is, truly, will change the lives of those around him and set off a chain of events long ago foretold. There is more to this novel than one might think. Inside these pages hides a treasure just waiting to be discovered. So if you've ever wondered if there's more to life, or why it is we suffer, then this story will not only captivate you, it may just open your eyes to a truth that could set you free. Find out what is in us all that makes us heed the calling.